Wake up fresh
daily.
Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie.
You love memes. I love memes. We all love memes, right? And sometimes you want to bring them to the table.
Yes.
And you want to read out memes that are really traditionally a visual medium because a lot of the time you need the picture to be able to understand. So, no, I'm on board with you doing this. Mm. But I said to you, you've got to jazz it up a bit. You've got to put some layers into it. You've got to give the people something. So if what you tell them is garbage or boring, at least there's a bit of razzle dazzle to it.
Okay.
And so you came back with this.
Memes. Memes, 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 memes. Memes, memes, memes. I want to talk about some memes.
Can I just say?
No.
That was me just freestyling.
That's showbiz, baby. That's what that is.
And I didn't realise that. Whatever.
You didn't realise that what?
No, I didn't realise it would make it to the forefront of this show.
To the final part.
Look, sometimes memes come in the form of screenshots of Twitter messages and whatnot. Do you know what I mean? Mm. They can take a whole lot of different variety. And memes nowadays, I suggest, should be taught in school.
Oh, okay.
Because a lot of them are about, you know, there's funny memes about history and stuff now. Mm. You know, people are really getting around it.
Yeah.
Here's one that made me think, my God, relatable.
Yeah.
Ready? So did anyone else go through a phase as a kid where you were genuinely concerned about the Bermuda Triangle?
Yes.
Six-year-old me was like, bro, why are we not solving this problem?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is one of the most relatable. I used to literally get dad and sit down with dad and have conversations, and there were specials about the Bermuda Triangle, and I used to watch it and be like, why isn't the President of the United States heavily focused on this problem?
Yeah.
Ships are going missing. Airplanes missing. Why is no one talking about the Bermuda Triangle in schools?
Airplanes missing. You just say, are you worried about a lot as a child?
Yeah, I know, but that's relatable. I mean, you did too.
Yeah. No, Bermuda Triangle.
Right?
I'll pay that one. Relatable, man.
Thank you. Well done.
Wake up fresh.
Daily.
Wake up fresh.
Daily.
With Tom and Lonnie.
I was telling you a story yesterday, and I don't know how this came up, but we were saying it's really weird when you're on the other side of the world and you see someone that you know from your hometown.
Or the country. Other side of the country even is.
Could be anywhere.
Yeah.
Could be in the weirdest place. Hey, I'm in Cooper Pedy, and guess what? There's Tom.
Yeah.
What? What are you doing here?
Well, I followed
you. I'm in Cooper Pedy.
I followed you here.
And you're underground, and I'm underground, and it's all happening.
Yeah.
Great. So when I went to Athens. Yeah, I travelled, you know.
Have you been overseas? I've been on social media.
And this is when we went to Greece and we were walking around Athens, and there's, you know, I mean, Athens, people bang on about it. I've been there. Great. Don't need to go back.
I've heard it's a bit dirty.
Yeah, that's all right. But they've had all these markets and stuff there, right?
Mm, yeah.
And we're walking through, and myself and one of my sisters was there, and we're walking through the markets. And then as we walk out of one shop, walking out of another shop directly across from us was a girl that had just had a recent falling out with my sister. And we were just like,
Not when you say recent falling out, not in Greece, not whilst on holiday.
No, a person from our hometown. And this was years ago,
in Werribee.
Right? So in Werribee.
A girl from Werribee.
Girl from Werribee.
What's her name?
No.
I thought I'd stitch it.
Girl down. From Werribee. This was like years ago. And I remember we were just like, okay, number one, oh my God.
What are you doing
Person
here?
From Werribee here.
Yeah.
In Athens.
Yeah.
Like, and is that, does that not boggle the mind that it's not even like, had this person shopped 10 minutes earlier than us, we would not have seen them.
And you would never have known that they were in Athens the same time as you. Were there punch-ons? Did you guys throw plates at each other or something in the traditional fashion?
We did. Yeah, we did.
Got it all up here, mate. I know exactly what goes on.
Yeah.
What are you doing here? Have you ever run into someone either overseas or at least interstate and you're like, oh my, what? How did that even happen? Because as you say, it's a real sliding doors thing where if you had have gone shopping 10 minutes earlier or she had have, you guys wouldn't have run into each other
would
at all.
Would never have known.
Katie in Grovedale, what are you doing here?
Oh, well, it didn't happen to me, but my mum and dad went around Australia and mum ran into her cousin in Derby, so a tiny little place in Western Australia.
Yeah.
And then later on in the trip, bumped into her, I think, at the theme parks. So I think like Movie World, possibly.
Yeah.
So, bumped into the same person?
Same person, didn't organise it.
Oh, my God. I'd be like, okay, what's the situation? Why are you following me? What's happening?
Exactly.
That's like... That's like so our building here at the radio station is like a big loop that you can walk right around the offices.
Yeah.
And the studios are in the middle. And so when I walk past someone on this side of the studios and then I walk past them in straight away in the opposite hallway, I go, "Oh, we've got to stop meeting like this." That's like that, but with Australia in between.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing.
A bigger scope there, Tom. We've got Steph in Torquay. Steph, what are you doing here?
Oh, that's exactly what I said to my ex-boyfriend in LA with his new girlfriend.
Oh,
what? Hang on.
Yeah.
So you had no idea he was going to be there?
No idea. We'd always spoken about going to LA together. And look who he's there with, his ex-girlfriend. But then I show up as well on the same celebrity house spotting tour on one of those double-decker buses.
No. And you had to sit on the bus together?
Yeah, we were right near them. Like, it was my sister and I. We were just like, we'll still go. Like, we'll go to LA and do a girls' trip. And then, there it was. Awkwardness all over.
Oh, that is a shocker.
Yeah, that's – and, do you think that she knew who you were? Because obviously he did, but would he have told her?
I think so, yeah. Like, because she was, like, just giving me greasies the whole time.
Oh,
yeah,
the good old greasies.
All right. Okay, that's that is next level. Jennifer and Leopold, what are you doing here?
So I used to live in London, and my mum came to visit me, and I was showing her around London, and we when we were at the London Eye, we bumped into her cousin, that I had never met, like that's how long they hadn't spoken for.
Yeah, right.
But they had never met, like I had never met them, and that we bumped into them. And then after we bumped into them, that was 5 years ago now, they've like rekindled their relationship because we bumped into them into London. And now they like catch up all the time and call each other.
That's
so cute. See, and once again, if you decide to go to the London Eye the day after or even that afternoon instead of the morning, would have never met them.
But it was meant to be. That's why sometimes you believe that, you know, these things are meant to happen.
They happen.
Sarah in East Geelong, what about your good self? Why? What are you doing here? Not why are you here. What are you doing here?
I went to Phuket with a friend. It was my very first trip overseas and my only trip.
Yeah.
We had a falling out. And I was walking along the beach upset, didn't know what I was going to do.
Yeah.
And I ran into my pop, my grandfather.
Oh, my God. So you're having the worst possible time on holiday ever and then your grandfather's just hanging out in Phuket?
Yeah, I didn't know he was going to be there at the same time as me.
Yeah.
And it was the best holiday I've had because he'd been there a few times and showed me around and...
Tom's crying, Sarah.
We had lots of fun.
That's beautiful.
Tommy's tearing up, Sarah. Such a relief. I'll let you know.
That's beautiful. What a relief for you. I feel so relieved. But also, why is her pop going on secret trips to Thailand?
Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie.
I didn't tell you this yesterday because I was still feeling very fragile about it. And quite often we'll talk about stuff off air that we don't bring to the show because it's quite private and quite, you know, we don't feel great about it or whatever. You know, we're very close. So the night before last, as I do most nights, woke up in the middle of the night to Indy crying. So I went and got her and brought her back to our room. But she's got this set of steps that pulls up to the island or to the benches
or
whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So she's not standing on a chair when she's with us in the kitchen.
Mm.
And occasionally I forget that it's there. And so walking back for the second time, so this isn't the first time it's happened, for the second time, this time I picked her up and she was talking in her sleep, saying something about mummy.
Yeah.
And so I was half asleep and also trying to work out what she was saying and wasn't paying attention and just barreled around the corner of the island and went straight over these steps.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It was probably in the top three horrifying moments as a parent because we're completely tiled in that living area.
Yeah.
And I literally flew and she flew in my arms. And as she landed, because she was, you know, horizontally in my arms.
Oh, my God.
As she landed, it looked to me that she cracked her head on the tiles.
Oh, Tom.
So I've screamed. Carly has screamed, hearing me scream in the bedroom, come flying out of the bedroom, out of bed and out of the bedroom. And we've worked, like, you know, working out what's going on. I'm in pain. Indy's crying.
Oh, honey. Yeah.
And so it ended with us all just crying on the kitchen floor.
Oh,
and hugging and stuff. And Indy seemed fine. So I don't think if she did bump her head, it wasn't, I'd managed to adjust in midair enough to not, you know, and I'm trying not to because it was scary. So I just didn't, I wasn't even ready to, because I kept reliving it. And anyway, so really.
Shivers. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So really kind of scary stuff. And the poor thing's like hit herself in the head. She's at that age where she's running and not standing up properly. And just, so she's hit her head a couple of times in the last week. And it's just so.
But there, you know, I mean, if it's any consolation, kids can deal with some pretty heavy bumps on the noggin as well. You know,
but just for it to be so like. Oh, anyway, it was like a huge stack for me. So I've caned my elbow. So it appears that I've come down on my elbow as I've kind of pivoted her.
Yeah.
And I don't want to pretend like I was able to do anything in mid-flight, like I've got that kind of, you know, quick reflexes about me.
But
something happened anyway. So I landed mainly on my elbow. So my elbow, it didn't swell up and it's not that bruised, but I've got a lot of fluid on it. It's very painful. But it's also not the only part of me that was injured. Indy's fine. Indy's totally fine. But I just want to show you. So I'm just going to come around your side of the desk.
Okay. All right. I'm expecting some type of – and you know that I had a massive bruise last year. So
I do. I know you had your hematoma, right?
Yeah. So, do you – oh, my God.
So I don't have a hematoma.
Okay.
But I just want to show you this epic
– okay, pants are coming off.
Okay, just undo my belt here.
Oh, God. Okay. I want – like I'm here for you in this moment, but also I'm scared.
Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this?
I've just seen the top of it.
This is the bruise.
Oh, my God.
On my ass.
Tom!
It started when I first had it, it looked like, see there, it's where it starts, that's actually it bled. So I've hit my hip and my bum cheek on the corner of the stair.
Dude, that is.
And it's dragged as I've fallen. So it looked like a shooting star, like a comet when I first got it. Now.
Oh my God. Okay. It's a black bruise.
Yeah.
And it's purple and light blue and somehow, orange in the middle.
It kind of looks like dusk, doesn't it? Like the sky at dusk. Like the Milky Way.
Yeah, I know. Oh, and I'm very conscious of the fact I'm looking basically at your bare ass at the moment and also seeing other – that's fine. Sorry. It's just you're very –
oh, God, around the front. Sorry. Yeah. How's that?
Oh, my God. And you kept this for me.
Yeah, I didn't really want to talk about it because I felt like such a POS of a dad.
As if you are.
For dropping my kid.
Oh, my God.
I didn't drop her. We all fell over. That's, I think, the moral.
Yeah. But don't they say that you're not a parent until you've dropped your kid or your kid's fall? Like, it's going to happen one day.
Mm.
Just get ready. You're a great dad, man.
Thanks, man.
And the bruise shows. Because if you didn't have a bruise, well, then, you know.
Yeah, there might be. Yeah, but just look, if you've done that as a parent, you're not the only one, just so you know. It happens to the best of us. And I felt like I was ready to bring it to the table.
Honey,
and also, if I saved it for Monday, I don't know. It's a big bruise, but it might have changed and not looked so pretty.
Yeah, we'll take a photo of it.
When I talk about the good part of Ocean Grove, where you live, and golden hour, that's kind of what I imagine the sky to look
like. It 100% looks like that on your ass.
Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily.